This recording, Columbia 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in Orr Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much needed for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Koma, Koma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ear. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tar, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bat the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I'm from Sogamoso, Boyacá, that is a municipality located in the department of Boyacá, but I currently reside in Tunja with two close friends, sharing a space that has become our home away from home. Sogamoso is a city located in the Boyacá department of Colombia, and it is also known for its rich historical and cultural heritage. Sogamoso's culture is a vibrant blend of indigenous traditions and Spanish colonial influence. Its architecture showcases a mix of colonial buildings and modern structures. The city celebrates various festivals and events throughout the year, often featuring traditional music, dance, and colorful costumes that highlight the region's cultural diversity. Overall, Sogamoso stands as a city with a deep-rooted cultural legacy, and I lived there with my family since I was a child. Then I decided to move to Tunja in order to study. So living in Tunja has been an enriching experience, surrounded by the historical charm of the city and the welcoming atmosphere created by my friends. The place where I grew up has a local accent, and people used to use some specifically words in ways of respectful, like su merced. And so the way people pronounce certain words and even the slang we use are part of how I talk. Also, my family has had a big influence too. They have always spoken in our language and being around them growing up. School also played a part. I went to a school where there were kids just from my region, from Boyacá. So I got exposed to different accents and ways of talking. Plus, the media I have consumed has had an impact, because watching TV shows and movies with different accents or listening to music from various regions has influenced the way I pronounce certain words or phrases. So my accent and dialect aren't just about where I'm from. They're a blend of experiences, family, education, and the diverse influences I have throughout my life.